It's Art Spotlight, and my guest is Bill Kissinger, the director of the Lafayette Citizens Band. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. It's good to be here with you.
Yeah, this is a lovely program. You guys do so much great stuff there at Reilly Plaza. If you don't know about it, there are concerts throughout the summer, and they're going to continue through Labor Day. Is that a challenge for the band to jump style sometimes, and is that something you guys work on over the summer?
Yes, it's something we work on, but we do it on every concert. We play music for the mind, you know, symphonic works, the more serious pieces, contemporary concert band compositions and things like that. We play music for the heart, which is romantic, Broadway, a little more pop type things. So there's always variety throughout all of our concerts.
How long have you been doing this over the years?
This is my 30th year. Of course, I was a band director at Purdue for 37 years. I retired in 2006. This band has existed since 1842. So we are a very, very old band. And we don't have any of our original members anymore. But it was established in 1842 and it's been pretty much continuous ever since. So
I imagine it's a challenge sometimes as summer vacations come and go, that this reflects the community really and truly from West Lafayette and Lafayette, that you have young players and old players and everything in between.
Yes, yeah, everything from 16 to 90 years old performing in our band. We actually draw from a pool of about 120 players. They don't all play at the same time, but we use about 55 or 60 players on each concert. And that's how we're able to accommodate people in and out with vacations or whatever. That at the beginning of the year, people fill out forms and saying, I'm available for all of these dates. And then we have section leaders that figure out who's going to play on each given concert.
I imagine it's a lot of juggling that you probably do have a lot of help. Tell me a little bit about the staff and volunteers that you have for the Lafayette Citizens Band.
Well, we have a board, and they meet regularly, monthly. They are what I call a working board. They get out and move chairs and set up stands and usher and pass out programs, and they're all there in their concerts. They wear the same uniforms we wear, our red golf shirts, and they're tremendous help behind the scenes.
You're going to have a guest band in August, Organistan, and then a big season finale with a lovely concert that has Howie Smith as your soloist.
Yes, Howie Smith is a friend of mine. My degrees are from the University of Illinois, and just after I left, he came to University of Illinois as a grad student, a saxophone player, and is one of the most creative people I have ever been around. He's a composer as well as a player. Currently, he's been on faculty for many years at Cleveland State University, but he has played professionally for Elvis Presley and numerous other big bands over the years, and is an incredibly talented player, and I think the audience will really enjoy. He plays music that you can really identify with.
Oh, man. Well, we're looking forward to that. That concert's at Jeff High School at 7 on Monday, September 2nd. It's Labor Day. There's a reception at 5:30 for that, which is pretty cool. You can find out more about these concerts at LafayetteCitizensBand.org. My guest is Bill Kissinger. And Bill, I wanted to ask, is there still time to join the band this summer, or is this something that you want to look at for maybe next summer?
Probably. There's still time to at least get the paperwork done. You just mentioned the Lafayette Citizens Band website. If they go to that website, there's a place where you can plug in for player information, and that explains everything you need to do, the forms that you fill out, who to send them to, each section leader, depending on whether you play a trumpet or a piccolo, you send them to various people that are in charge of those particular sections. For sure, for next year, we encourage more people to sign up and contact us.
And this is one that you don't have to be a pro. You can be someone that, you know, and I imagine that this is, you see a little bit of learning that happens over the summer as well.
A little bit, yeah, but most of our people are pretty talented amateurs. I mean, we have a number of pros. We've got a lot of band directors that play in the group that want to remember how difficult it is to play their horn. They're conducting their bands and telling them to do this and do that, and then they play with us in the summertime. You know, it really is hard to play a horn. I have to be a little more tolerant of my people. But Very talented. They have to be fairly talented players because we have one rehearsal and a concert. It's not like in high school where we rehearse for 6 or 8 weeks and then do a concert. It's one rehearsal. And that forces people to be able to sight read and assimilate quickly, and or maybe take the music home overnight and fix a few things and then come back and be almost letter perfect the next day. And for that, you have to have some pretty decent playing ability to be able to do that.
Yeah. Any memorable stories over the last 30 years that you can share, that whether it was a soloist or a happenstance or a piece of music?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've commissioned a couple of pieces. One that we commissioned, there's a Hollywood movie composer. His name was Warren Barker. He passed away a couple years ago. He started writing after his Hollywood career. In his retirement, he started writing wonderful medleys of Broadway or show tunes or jazz and music of that genre in medleys for bands. And so I always wanted him to do one for us because I do a lot of his medleys over the course of a season. And I ran into him at a band director's convention in Chicago. And I got on an elevator, and there was the only other person on the elevator was Warren Barker. And by the time we got down to the first floor, I convinced him to write a piece for us. I wanted it to be on an Indiana composer, so that basically meant either Cole Porter or Hoagie Carmichael. And he'd already done two medleys of Cole Porter tunes, so he did the Hoagie Carmichael medley for us, which I think is one of the best that he's ever done. And we're very, very proud of that. And we play it almost every summer. It's a wonderful arrangement.
Oh, that's fun. That's got to be nice to have that sort of rich history and share it with the community.
And all from an elevator ride.
Yeah, really. Oh, my goodness. Well, Bill, it's great to see you. We're looking forward to the Labor Day. Again, there's more at LafayetteCitizensBand.org. And break a euphonium or
it's
baton.
It's my pleasure. I'm lucky to get to conduct these wonderful musicians every week. I enjoy it immensely.
For WBAA's Art Spotlight, I'm John Clare.